This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry Archives. Always available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio today, first timer to the show here in Focus on the Flathead, welcome Joe Cola, Market President of Stockman Bank in Kalispell. Joe, how are you?
Ross, great to see you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm very interested to talk to you about the new Stockman Bank in Kalispell, but so many new things coming to the bank as well. But first, let's talk about you. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yep, great to be here in the studio with you. Joe Cola, again, I'm a Kalispell boy. I'm a proud 1988 graduate of Cornelius Hedges Elementary School.
Wow.
Flathead High, 1994, Flathead Valley Community College, and ultimately the University of Montana. So, hometown guy, and very glad to be sitting here in your studio.
You get the whole gamut covered there.
I hope so.
So, tell us about your professional career a little bit. How you got into the business of banking?
Yeah, you bet. Teller line, 1999. So, you kind of start down in the trench and work hard. It was 3.5 years in that trench and something I've never forgotten. So tellers, often the underappreciated face of an organization, but critical to what we do, very much so as a community bank, no doubt about it.
Let's talk about Stockman Bank. You have a brand new location in Kalispell. Well, not brand new, but it is new to the Flathead Valley and more coming. Let's talk about the current location in Kalispell. Is it 1 Main Street?
Yes, 1 South Main Street.
Yeah.
That's right, Ross. And it's location number 36 for Stockman Bank.
Wow.
And the story of how we got here is a little bit of the story of why we're here. Our organization was founded in 1953 in Miles City by a rancher named William Nefsey, who was a hardworking, frugal guy and wound up buying a controlling interest in the Bank of Miles City at the time. And from there, it's been a slow, methodical spread across the state of Montana. We only do business in the state of Montana. We're privately held and family owned. And so this is the result of a lot of hard work from colleagues of mine that some of I've never met. Going back almost 70 years now.
What's the difference between a family-owned bank and a corporation-owned bank?
Yeah, great question. So we are a corporation. We're an S corporation, and we are family-owned and privately held, meaning we don't trade publicly on an exchange like NASDAQ or something like that.
Does the location, does the name have anything to do with Stockman in general, like people in the cattle industry back in the day when you got started, or was that just a moniker that the owner picked up?
Yeah, great question. We're an agriculture bank first, and we are the biggest agriculture bank in the state of Montana. We routinely hit the top 20 in the country, so those are our roots. They're rural roots, certainly in Montana. We've diversified over the years, primarily into real estate, but first and foremost, we're an agriculture bank.
So how long have you been with Stockman so far?
I have been with Stockman since August of 2021.
Okay, so you're new to it. What do you find that's different from it than other places where you've worked?
Yeah, great question. There's a culture at Stockman Bank that is really unique and really refreshing. It's the pairing of responsibility and accountability, local autonomy and authority, local decision-making, local service. So all of those things for me are really fulfilling in terms of a career.
So I read a couple interviews that you did in the past, and I want to quote you here. And you said, "I am looking for bankers dedicated to putting their customers at the center of all they do. Exceptional customer service, strong community, well-trained and competent workforce."
Exactly right. We start with people. People absolutely the number one asset in our organization. And that remains true today. It's tough out there. The labor market is, everyone is experienced at small businesses, large businesses alike. We continue to look for great bankers who are interested in working hard and having a fulfilling career.
And let's talk about expansion just a little bit. I mean, you started this one here. And how many now? How many bank locations?
Yeah, this is number 36.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Looking at number 37 coming. So we own a lot in Whitefish, on which we'll build a beautiful facility. They're brick and steel buildings. Sort of the genesis of the buildings that we build, Ross, are, you know, in these small towns in rural America, first started with tents, and then, you know, here comes some wooden structures, think a tombstone and things. Well, your community really made it on the map when a bank came to town and built a brick building on the corner of Main Street and Center in the hometown. So we've kind of carried that motto forward. So the building that we have designed for Whitefish. We have a little schematic on our coming soon sign up there. We're very proud of it. That'll be 20 people strong by my count in terms of office space. So when we talk about looking for employees, we want the right employees to fill those 20 offices.
Yeah, I saw the drawings and the renderings, and it looks amazing. It's going to be a great addition to Whitefish.
Yeah, indeed. We're very proud of what we build and long-lasting, certainly long after my lifetime.
Well, we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit more, Joe, about what's in store for the Stockman Bank in the future. Some awards, too. Saw some accolades for you guys. I got to talk about that in just a few minutes, too. And along with that, also some other services you provide, like wealth management and insurance. So we'll get to all those things. Our show is brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Don't forget our archives, always available. You'll be able to hear yourself in just a couple days after this show. So, but it's at KJJR.com. This is Focus on the Flathead. We'll be back with part two of the show in just a moment right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
It's part two of Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Our guest, the market president for Stockman Bank Kalispell, it's Joe Cola. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Ross, thanks for having me again.
Hey, let's talk about family a little bit, and we'll get to more Stockman Bank stuff. You've got family right here in the Flathead.
I have family. Working for a family-owned bank, it's important. It runs deep in our roots and culture. I'd say thank you to my own family, my wife Tracy, a proud graduate of Helena Flats School, and our twin boys, Jack and Caden, who are freshmen at Glacier High School this year.
Wow. How's that feel?
It's amazing. I mean, the time warp is quite incredible.
Going to be in college before you know it.
Please. Boy.
So let's talk about some other services that you offer, and one of them is insurance.
Yeah, that's right. Underneath the Stockman Financial Corp umbrella, we have three primary offerings, Ross. One is our bank, and we're a deposit gathering and lending institution, Stockman Bank. We have Stockman Insurance Corp, which is a full-service insurance line except health insurance. And last, we have our Stockman Wealth Management Division, which is really a way to help preserve and grow wealth from hardworking folks across Montana. When we operate in towns like Ritchie and Weibo and Geraldine, it's important that we have that blanket wrapped around those clients as best we can. Pop quiz, Ross, which is closer, Ritchie or Geraldine?
It's got to be Geraldine.
You are correct.
Okay, tell me the mileage. Do you know the mileage?
191 miles to Geraldine from Kalispell, 544 to Ritchie.
Just tells you how big the state of Montana is.
Indeed.
I only know that because I grew up in Northeast Montana, Northeast corner.
We're proud to say we have a branch in Plentywood, and in, by my calculation, 610 miles away in Dillon, which is an unbelievable footprint.
Between Scobie and Plentywood, there's not much out there but a bunch of great farm and ranch land.
Gotcha. Great to know. I appreciate the background.
But Stockman Bank, been here quite a long time and also offering investment opportunities, investment services, I should say. Can you expand on that just a little bit more?
Yep, that's our Stockman Wealth Management Group. And so really, we take a value approach to growing and preserving wealth. Oftentimes, if it's day trading and the like that someone might be interested, perhaps our platform isn't the right thing. So it's really the long view in terms of growth and preservation of wealth.
I know customers must love the idea that the money from Stockman Bank stays in Montana. That's a good thing, I think, and I think customers must love that idea.
We're very proud of it. Again, our shareholders and stakeholders are Montanans, and this name tag that I have is in the shape of Montana, and I'm very proud that that's where we do business, period.
And what are the advantages of that? I mean, it's a great thing to talk about, but what advantages of keeping the money right here at home?
Oh, sure. I mean, plentiful. It's being a community banker, and thanks to our sponsors here, Glacier Grins and Three Rivers Bank. I mean, it's for those of us who are community bankers, it's a profound way to help raise the level of living in any community where we operate. We offer a safe place to shepherd deposits, hard-earned deposits and money, and we turn around and we lend that out in communities for people who have dreams.
Yeah.
Dreams to start their own business, employ people who then turn around and buy homes and cars and go to restaurants and the like. So that circle is important to recognize, and one that we absolutely do not take for granted in a state like ours.
Sticking with community for just another minute or so, community involvement is one of your things. How do you get involved in a community when you're brand new? How do you get your roots down?
Well, community commitment is a primary leg of our strategic stool here, Ross, and it's important that we're volunteering, that we're giving, both from a sponsorship, from a donation standpoint. I serve on a number of boards in the Valley. We have employees that are very passionate about a wide range of topics and issues. And we're certainly encouraged and we advocate greatly to spend that time, provide leadership in the community.
Well, I always like to ask this to people on the show. Where do you see Stockman Bank, say, 5 to 10 years down the road? And where do you see Joe Cola?
Ah, great question. It's maybe the more intriguing one is a bit further than that, but I'll take it on the 5 to 10 year play. So as we build out in the Valley here, we have our Main Street location. Whitefish is online. We are looking to own our own location in Kalispell, one or two. And so we have a timetable of buildings and improvements and growth in mind, hopefully as a reflection of the community. I mean, this community is different today than it was even a couple of years ago. It's certainly different than it was a decade or two ago. And it's my hope that when a bank like ours comes to town, it's a reflection of what we think is the proper growth for the Valley. It's good to have a seat at that table and help inform how this Valley changes and grows.
Okay, well, that sounds great. We want to thank you for being here. Come back anytime. You got new things coming up. Let us know all about it.
We appreciate that, Ross. I definitely will.
Our guest is Joe Cola. You've been hearing him for the last couple minutes here, Market President of Stockman Bank of Kalispell. And Joe, thanks again.
You're welcome, Ross. Thank you.
Our show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend with another Focus on the Flathead right here on KJJR.